Thank you for calling. How can I help?
Is this Penguin Book Publishers?
Correct.
Okay. I was wondering, I've written a book, a novel. I'm sure you've heard this 100 million times. But I was wondering, how can I go about getting it published?
Sure, sure thing, ma'am. I'll be happy to assist you. Can you tell me more about your novel? Like, how many pages are we looking at? And, you know, sorry, go ahead.
Actually, it's one of two, possibly three volumes. It's 500 pages, 300 and something words, which is a lot. That is a lot, I understand. It's not what you call romantic. It's not what you call drama or anything. It's more like an easier, and I've been working on it freaking forever, an easier version of Yellowstone without the cows or the killing, in other words. And I don't know, I think it's my characters that had played in my mind. It's the facial actions, the reactions of them, how they play out and stuff. But the name of my book is Charlie's Reign. And it starts, I don't know, I'm a woman. I can't write a man's version anyway. Probably could if I wanted to. But it's about, I don't know, it's going to sound like it's everybody's, it's going to have a little romance, a little this, a little that. It's going to sound like everybody else's novel.
All right.
But it's not.
I got it.
It's about a small town girl, not me, with a raw attitude, possibly me. And, I mean, she doesn't like games. She doesn't like nothing to be strung along. She likes down to the point. She's very smart. It's got, you know, construction in it to where she, her and her ex-lover slash best friend now opened up a business, and they stayed into it, and he drug her through the mud, through the whole thing. Then she finds out that one of her, one of the people that they were remodeling the business for ended up being her father, which she didn't know. And she hated him. He knew that she was his daughter. But she hated him. She couldn't stand him or nothing. This is before she even knew about him. And then he, you know, sort of told her, and it was just like a surprise and all that. And she just, I don't know. It was just so confusing, and it dumbfounded her to a point to where, you know, it just turned the world around. And then, of course, her mother would not tell her about her father and stuff like that and so on. And then she, of course, haven't dated anybody since her ex-lover best friend. And then she falls in love with somebody. Well, they agreed to get married in the winter and have the honeymoon in the spring. Well, right before the honeymoon, he ends up getting killed. And then that throws her into another tailspin. But it's just so much more in it than just what I'm telling you. I mean, I've got her father had a gay secretary, which was a guy. His name was Mark. And he was always, like, you know, cheerful and focused mind and stuff like that. Yet her father was one of these old grumpy men with a salty attitude, and she ends up buying a farm, and it has the older couple on it who used to own it and stuff. And in there, it's, I don't know if you've heard of Ernest Borgnine.
I haven't.
He's an older character, but it was, I have him in my mind playing as the little man, and then there's the woman, and they never had any kids or anything like that. And eventually, they somewhat accepted her as a kid, as one of theirs, you know, even though she still had the mother or whatever. But they also had accepted Blake Johnson. Now, believe it or not, in my mind, Blake Johnson is played in my mind as Blake Shelton with his looks, not his raw looks, his attitude, and stuff like that toward things. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Not his music or anything. And they sort of raised her, but whenever she bought the farm, he was trying to buy it for them. You know, keep them from losing the deeds from losing. I know I'm skipping around. The deeds from losing the farm and stuff. So at the auction, you know, she was bidding and stuff, and he was being a butt to her and stuff like that, and they were butting heads and all that. And even afterwards, after she bought the farm and stuff, he wanted, you know, she wanted to meet the deeds in person. So she did, and she was asking questions about the farm. And then he bust in, and they started, you know, because she didn't know at the time that what he was doing. And then he bust in, and it's like, you know, you want them to leave, da, da, da. So they butt heads again, stuff like that. But it sort of shocked him that she was going to actually ask them to stay on the farm with her, to live in their house.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's hard for me to explain things because I'm skipping around so much.
I can definitely, sense that from your voice that it means a lot to you. Whatever you've done right now, it actually does hold a lot of, you know, potential, and we'd be able to help you out with this. I would need to know a couple of things, which is, first thing, let me ask you this. How soon are you looking to get started with this valuable project?
Well, I'm already edited as much as I can and stuff like that. I'm trying to get it, I want to get it edited. I've already edited, but I'm sure it's going to have to be redone once again. But, you know, I wanted to get, I don't know how much y'all charge or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get a quote or something like that about it, more or less, to see, you know.
Let me explain you.
What can be done.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Today, we're offering
uh-huh.
50% off on our entire services due to our 50th bestseller that we hit this month. And the entire package is going to cost you $800, okay? That's going to cover it. Everything from start to scratch, from editing, proofreading, formatting, with the cover design, ISBN, with the publishing, with 10 free copies, everything is covered. The book will be published on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Ingram Spark, Apple Books, Google Books, Lulu, and a lot of different platforms. Also, you will be working with beta readers. Your book will be published in ebook, paperback, and hardcover, plus the best part about working with us, we don't keep any percentage or any ownership rights of the book. You will be the whole and sole owner of your book yourself, and all the sales you make will fall to your account directly.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's how much? 800 and...
Just 800.
Just 800.
And if you place an
okay,
order...
Okay, and that would...
I'll get you my employee voucher and bring the cost to $700.
Wow, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so let me write this down. Okay, so if I call back, will I get you or will I get somebody else? Because I don't want to go around this, skip it around my story again.
When you call back, obviously any other person would be, you know, picking up your call. I need to know, are you looking to get started today?
Well, I can't get started today. I can get started within the next month because I'm still wanting to finish up just a little bit, not a lot, very little of it. I do want to get started. Uh-huh.
I didn't get your name. What's your name?
Pamela Wheeler.
All right, Pamela. To be very honest with you, Pamela, the thing is that you can take your time to complete the manuscript. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and start with the book cover, all right? And we're going to go ahead, work on the marketing campaigns and the banners that we're going to create for you. In the meantime, you can take your time. You'll be talking with the editors directly. If you need a direction, my team will be guiding you out with that. See, if you are willing to pull the trigger today and are willing to discount a deal, you can do that.
Okay. No, I want to wait. I need to wait. I was just trying to get information and get everything started about the price and the cost and all that.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
So that's what I was trying to do. Okay.
All right. No problem.
All righty. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.